Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the evening brings a cool breeze with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, expect a mild night, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Meanwhile, Eilat enjoys a warm and relaxing evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump threatens to resume bombing Iran if an emerging Hormuz deal fails, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, Iran continues to attack Kurdish groups in Iraq, despite the new Iraqi prime minister, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, London's Metropolitan Police launches a new 10-0 officer unit to protect Jewish communities, says the foreword from earlier today. Separately, an Israeli court has sentenced a man to 15 years in prison for espionage for Iran. And finally, a new archaeological discovery in Jerusalem reveals artifacts from the Second Temple period. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist, wrote just minutes ago that any agreement with Iran is a shame, urging the West to side with the people of Iran. Meanwhile, OSINT613, a conflict monitoring account, reported earlier today about a vessel struck by a missile in the Strait of Hormuz. The Times of Israel posted minutes ago about the arrest of a far-right agitator for allegedly spitting on former Prime Minister Olmert. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in the Strait of Hormuz, Ynet reports that President Trump has threatened renewed military action against Iran if a potential deal to open the strategic waterway fails. This comes amid heightened tensions, and the impact could be significant for global oil markets. Turning to the conflict in Iraq, the Jerusalem Post details ongoing Iranian attacks on Kurdish groups despite leadership changes in Iraq. Reports indicate over 800 attacks since late February, showing persistent regional instability. These attacks strain Iraq's new government and complicate regional diplomacy. Meanwhile, in London, the Forward highlights efforts to protect Jewish communities with a new police unit. This move addresses rising concerns over anti-Semitic attacks and aims to reassure the community in the British capital. It underscores the global impact of anti-Semitic incidents. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that Indian company KPIT plans to acquire Israeli startup Chymotive. The startup, founded by former Shin Bet chief Yuval Diskin, specializes in vehicle cybersecurity. Separately, Ynet Business announces Israeli startup Isotop has developed a unified drone platform for modern warfare. This innovation allows coordination of multiple drones across various missions. And finally, C-Tech reveals Quantum Machines is expanding in Europe by acquiring Kew Harbor, establishing a new office in the Netherlands, enhancing their presence in a leading quantum hub. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.